Hi, I'm Bill Arnold. Thank you for listening to this highlight from Real Recovery. More on this topic is available at myfaithradio.com. Your support makes this possible. Thank you.
It seems to me, once again, the story has got a lot of familiarity with drinking at a very young age, seventh grade. Do we hear that every guest?
Yeah, there's also a connection, I think, with a lot of guys of a loss of a dream. You know, here's an athlete, and maybe around that time he starts experimenting, and it sounded like he put it away for a while, and he's going to take up his athletic career. And maybe at a certain point we lose hope that we realize we're not going to be the D1 pro ball player. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I'll settle a little bit and compromise. But that crushing blow that the dream you have in a little, as a little kid, you mm-hmm. know, isn't going to happen. So we get some applause from a different direction, and it comes out of a bottle or a pill that's instantaneous, and it works.
Mm-hmm.
And it's great, and you can still hang out with other guys. And I think that's part of the deal, too, don't you?
I think it's a huge insight you just have. And I don't know if...
Well, I have a lot of huge insights, Bill.
Really? Yep. This would be the first one that I've ever recognized.
Just never around you, yeah.
Well, yeah.
A lot of times I don't even leave the
You should try to bring
house.
Some of them to the no. show, because no. I think that would help the show.
Thank you.
Yeah, but I'm just... What I'm saying is you have this dream, and it collapses. When are you ever taught to mourn the loss of a dream? I mean, isn't that an important step?
Yeah, I think a lot of the addictive process is a grieving process.
Yeah, we have to be sad for things that we've lost.
Well, and then, or never were.
Or never were, yeah, good point.
In our culture, we get these dreams. You know, I was going to be a big athletic star.
You were?
Yeah, God didn't give me any talent, but, you know, that's what I wanted. What happens is I think we want for us what we want. And God has another plan. And that's what this story says to me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be a basketball guy, and I'm going to party a little bit. Mm-hmm. And God says, no, not going to happen. All of a sudden, we got a couple kids. We're doing meth. Okay?
Tucking the kids to bed and then doing meth.
Yeah. Well, he probably did it before he tucked them in, but you know, get a lot more done. But here's the deal. That's not the way when you're a little kid. I'm going to become a meth addict.
Oh, that's never, never an option.
But look at all the things God did. Resolve the relationship with dad. Back with his wife. Seems like he's a great father. And now he's helping other people find hope and strength through Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. What a great ending.
Thanks for listening. Your support makes this podcast stream possible. Information available at myfaithradio.com.